Coming back to the plane crash you talked about, that was not the first plane crash that you survived.
That's correct. I was in two others.
I'm talking about the one in March of 1996. You were flying a helicopter.
Yes.
Is the other plane crash before that?
It was.
What was that about?
I was with Kenneth Adams of Bartlesville. He was the pilot, his airplane. We were coming from Kansas City back to Bartlesville. We ran into a snowstorm, and we iced up. Coming in for a landing at the Bartlesville Airport, we lost flow of the wings about 100 yards high and too short of the runway. So we just missed the runway coming in. It didn't hurt anybody, but it trashed the airplane pretty good.
So no injury, but pretty scary.
Scary.
All right, then bring me to March of 1996 in the helicopter.
Ray and I were flying a helicopter. He was the pilot. We were flying to Chandler, Oklahoma, to go pheasant and quail hunting. And we lost control upon landing. We had a very hard landing. The helicopter exploded because it was full of gas. We both got out. He ate the cyclic, which is the stick you guide between your legs. But he didn't eat it like sticking a sucker into your mouth. It kind of just got a sideways hit on his mouth. So he tore up his lips pretty good, but it didn't do any damage to his teeth or gums. I broke my back. Fortunately, there was a couple of kids that saw it and were there very promptly. We got out right before it exploded immensely, and we were like 20 yards away when it exploded. We had had a case of shells in the back seat. I'll never forget laying there. These kids were maybe 15. I didn't know what damage I had until I ran out there about 20 yards, and then my back started hurting. You know, you're full of adrenaline. So we're laying down there, and these kids say, "Did you have any bullets in that?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "We need to get you out of here because now we're going to get shot." And all of these shotgun shells were now being exploded, and it was just firecrackers everywhere. About that time, the famous pilot Chuck Yeager shows up. He was part of our group. And he took control because he knows crisis situation and first aid and all that. They got us on some plywood boards for my back and got us out of there. So that was my second one.
How long did it take you to recover from a broken back?
My back hurt in certain times, you know, when you're on it, when you're walking, for at least 8 years.
About the time
I wore a brace for a year.
By the time 2001 rolls around and you have another accident, that back is probably finally healed for you.
Yeah.
And then
healed.
You take another crash.
Mm-hmm.
You must have reflected on that many, many times. I have been saved through three airplane crashes. Ray, too, had been saved from two of them. Did the two of you wonder why?
Well, you know, people ask me that. I think a lot about that. And, you know, my wife says, "There's a reason why you're still here. Let's find out what that is."
All right. Have you found out?
I don't know what it is, but it's changed my life. I'm a lot calmer. I let not so many things get to you. And, you know, you start doing some of your bucket list.
Yeah. What a time. You had that accident, and Ray had to be a tremendous shock to your system that you eventually worked through, and you were a fighter, too. You talked about Ray being a fighter, so were you.
Yes. You got to deal with what the good Lord delivers to you and manage it accordingly.
Yeah.